304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives.
Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this very crisp, very cool Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And as always, we like to remind you about school kids, school buses, school zones, and those pedestrians that are walking about this morning trying to get there. So as you're traveling in this morning, please slow down, stay engaged, make sure that you're watching out for yourself and helping our bus drivers and our crossing guards, resource officers, help our children get in safely. Also, please be mindful about kids that are standing unattended at school bus stops as you're traveling in on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. We're going to tell you what's on point right away. We're going to be talking about the Founders Day Festival in Cheneyville. Yes, you've heard us talk about it. You've heard the commercial. There is no festival and no party like a party happening in Cheneyville. It's the second annual, and this morning we're going to be joined by our new mayor, Derek Johnson, and also City Councilman Charles Allen, talking about the fun, the excitement, and the festivities that are coming up in Cheneyville, plus so much more. We want you to stay on point for all of that. And then in the second half, we're going to tell you what else is coming up. But we also want to remind you about the walk, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. It's happening. We're only days away, October 19th. We encourage you to go to the website at www.komen.org acadiana.org and get registered. You can register to walk with our team, On Point Talk / Sylvius. You can walk individually. You can come out and create teams. However you want to do it, we want to make sure that everyone in Central Louisiana is a part of this incredible movement, the fourth annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Y'all, there's lots on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more. So stay with us right after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. I know you're started by now. It's 7:45, and this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, it's so critically important for our seniors. You can share today and shape tomorrow by volunteering, and you can get paid to do so where it doesn't affect any of your money. And for more information, here's the number for Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging. It's 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. 24/7, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, McDonald's of Alexandria, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and also Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the real solutions in healthcare for you and your family. Now, this morning, we're kicking off with fun. Last year, you might remember, right about this time, we were talking about the Cheneyville Festival. It was the bicentennial. It was celebrating 200 years of history and warmth and just goodness in Cheneyville. And it was an incredible, incredible festival. And this year, we're joined by our new mayor, Mayor Derek Johnson, and City Councilman Charles Allen. First of all, gentlemen, good morning, and Mayor, congratulations and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you, Ms. Carlette.
And Mr. Allen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
He's all reserved over there. He came in with his big gallon hat on, his big as Texas, ready to talk about this year's Founders Day Festival happening October 18th and 19th. And first of all, Mayor Johnson, I can't tell you just how excited we are about this year's festival, especially since last year's festival was so amazing. Let's talk about this year's festival as opposed to some of the things that happened last year.
It's pretty much going to be the same format. We're going to start off with a parade. We're still going to have the vendors, arts and crafts and food vendors out there. We had a lot of them last year, and they're coming back, so that's good. A couple of new additions. We're doing a historic trail ride.
Wow.
Also, and it's going to take you along the Bayou Beth. And it's also going to take you to the old Cheneyville Cemetery where William Ford is at.
Okay. And for those people who don't know who William Ford is.
William Ford Cheney.
William Ford Cheney is a historical figure from Cheneyville.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
He's a founder.
Okay. And so you're going to have the historical trail ride. And then from there, you're going to head back to the Main Street.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And so talk about what people can expect on Main Street this year.
We're going to have a live band, Just Us Entertainment, is coming down.
Okay.
Plays all genres of music. And also, we're going to have a live DJ, DJ Train.
Okay.
From LeCount.
DJ Train.
Yes. And we're still going to have the historic exhibit talking about the history. That's going to be stationary.
Okay.
And for those who want to know more, they go on the historic trail ride.
Okay. And so, pretty much the same format, but just a few new additions.
Yes.
To really tell people about the wonderful history of Cheneyville. And I want you to talk about those vendors. A lot of people are going to be asking about the vendors. There were so many vendors last year, and I'm sure there are going to be even more this year. How can people set aside a booth for themselves?
They can call the town hall, area code 318-279-2155, and ask to speak to Ms. Kayla Goodall.
Okay.
And a reserve a booth. The food booths are $45.
Okay.
And the arts and crafts booths are $25.
Okay. So $45 for the food and then $25 for the arts and crafts.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so for those people that want to reserve those booths, they just call town hall and they'll be able to reserve those booths. And then when will those booths get set up?
Those booths are going to be set up on Friday morning.
Okay.
They're going to start setting them up Friday morning, and everything is going to kick off around Friday around 11 o'clock.
Okay. Good. And so talk about the parade.
Well, we have classic car shows. Last year we had the Shriners. We contacted them to see if they could try to come back. The fire department is going to be participating. And I talked to Mr. Richard Billings, our police juror. He said he's going to come down and participate also.
Okay.
So it's going to be a lot of participation. You know, we're going to be throwing out candy for the kids and just having a good time with everyone's family.
Absolutely. And the most important thing that, you know, you could see that was just an overwhelming theme from last year's festival is that it was all about family. Yes. It was about family. It was about friends. It was about people coming together. And Smokey, talk about, or Councilman Allen, talk about, AKA Smokey is what we call him. Talk about how many people came back to Cheneyville for this historic event.
Oh, it was awesome. Let me make one correction. It was William Cheney, not William Ford Cheney. The Cheneys and the Fords were early descendants. But last year, it was just awesome. I can't even put a count on how many people we had on Front Street. It was very, very well put together by the committees from last year. And we basically have the same committee this year working with Mayor Johnson from last year that's putting this together. Of course, the Domino Festival, which is one of Cheneyville's finest for generations, will be another part that they'll be taking part in that Domino Festival. We have a lot of great Domino players in the area.
And let's talk about that, Councilman Allen, because a lot of people have sort of gotten away from playing dominoes over the years. It used to be a staple in many communities where people got together and they slapped bones.
Yeah, and a lot of games, the fellas that play now, I'm not allowed in the game because I just play. I don't put strategy to it.
You don't put strategy?
I just play.
You just slap them down there.
Yeah, I just match them. But it's a well-known game. Especially in Cheneyville, you still have them. You just don't see them under the trees, across the track in Old Town. They love to play what they call them bones. Yeah.
And so that's going to be exciting for those people maybe who haven't played in a while, who want to get back into it. And that brings people together.
Yeah, and let me say this. Every day by noontime, I got three old farmers, Mr. Magnut and Mr. Dan.
Those are my neighbors.
And one more is three farmers every day by 12 noon. They go to his house, Mr. Winterton, and they have a little domino game.
It's
their only private domino game, so you can't go interfere with it. And they've been doing that for years.
Wow. And so I'm sure that those people that have been in the town for years are really happy to see Mayor Johnson, not only the festival, but to see dominoes come back and have a real presence at the festival.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And so what are you guys most hoping for this year? Because last year we talked about it on the radio and we talked about it before and after. And we have been in Cheneyville for years, lived in Bunkie. I don't think I have ever seen that many people and seen the city so alive and just so electric before, ever.
Yes, and all we're trying to do is sustain everything that was good and build on it. And we just want the community to grow and have a format because, believe it or not, we're trying to bring back the actual Domino Festival also in my administration.
Really?
So we're going to have it's going to be the Founders Day in the fall, the Domino Festival in the summer.
So that
was one of my visions and one of my pillars that I ran on is to bring back the Domino Festival because it has a lot of history in the Domino Festival. It was done 15 to 20 years ago, and it was just as big as any other festival around here.
Right.
Wow, and so we, over the years, kind of saw that diminish, and so one of the things that you wanted to do was really bring that back to life and give it some vigor and some energy.
Yes.
And so, Councilman Allen, talk about the people that you expect to see there this year.
Oh, we expect to see a wide variety of people from all over the area, in town and out of town. We've been doing a little networking.
Okay.
And one thing I want to say that's got me is the historical tour we're going to do. One of our greatest assets in Cheneyville is our historical markers. We have Edgefield Cemetery, Beulah Baptist Church, the Cheney Ford Cemetery. All our historical homes, plantations, and we are putting together another committee so we can start our tours back. That's one of our greatest assets. And as Derek told you, we're doing all our markers, getting them redone and painted and beautiful, the Episcopal Church. And one thing I like to point out, a lot of people don't know, we have an original slave cabin in Cheneyville. Amos Hubbard, a slave of Mary McCoy.
Wow.
So we are planning on putting all this back along Bayou Beth. That's what Cheneyville originated from, along the bayou.
Right.
The bayou was a way of travel back in the day, a way of getting ports in and out, bringing the foods and different things, the goods.
Right.
And we just moved to Front Street in Cheneyville. Mm-hmm. But Cheneyville started along what you call, what you guys at, Old Cheneyville.
That back way.
Mm-hmm. And it's full of rich history. It's full of rich history. And I'm a history buff. As you see, I came in with my box.
He came in with so much history. We said, Charles, the show is only an hour and a half, but it is a lot of rich history. And I know that cabin that you're talking about. And it really, Mayor Johnson, for the youth, it really is really important for them to look back at history and see how rich the history in Cheneyville really was. People have really sort of maybe forgotten because we don't talk about it that much.
And it's all about memories also.
Go ahead.
And it's all about memories also. You want to create memories for the kids and something for them to tell their kids and their grandkids about. And like you said, that kind of went away in the past years, but we're trying to bring that back right now.
Absolutely. And for those parents that are going to come out, you guys are going to have lots of activities for the kids. It's not going to just be a history lesson.
No.
That is part of it and something that hopefully young and old will be able to partake in. But you guys have really created an atmosphere of fun for the kids. Yes. Talk about that.
We have some games for the kids and blow-up slides. And also there's going to be a classic car show. I know a lot of kids, especially young teenage boys, they like looking at them old muscle cars and like looking at the classic cars. We're going to have that around the bank, around the bank area. We're gonna cut off the streets, and the cars gonna be lined up around that.
And you know, you talk about young people loving the classic cars. You know, it is hard for us to really impress young David Christmas with anything, but he really, really loved seeing the cars. And I think there were even some motorcycles out there last year, and it was just, DC. I mean, what can we say about the Cheneyville Festival last year? I mean, it was just amazing.
Well, certainly to us, Carlette, it was the first time that, and we've been in Cheneyville since 2004, and we had never seen it just so, I mean, it's
robust.
Now, don't get me wrong, you know, Cheneyville does know how to party.
Of course.
And there are parties all the time, you know, and I'm talking about fine parties, but this was the whole town, the whole main street just lit up with DJs and vendors and people and, you know, just seeing people you hadn't seen in a long time. And then you have folks who are from Cheneyville who actually make this a time that they come home, back home to visit. And so everybody's coming there, and it's just all types of people that have been or that were from Cheneyville that have been in, and it's just all ethnicities. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time for Cheneyville.
And as you said that, Mayor Johnson and City Councilman Allen, what we loved the most was the diversity.
Yes.
People from all cultures, all races,
yes,
came together in such unanimity. I mean, we had people that came down from Alexandria, from the race. We came down in our race t-shirts after we had walked. And I mean, the city was literally just jam-packed. Talk about the economic value of having such an incredible, you know, an incredible festival in Cheneyville.
Well, it speaks in volumes, because when you try to attract companies to Cheneyville, they want to see that. They want to see that there's something going on in the town. Especially having it on Main Street was also another plus. Y'all was touching on people coming in from town.
From out of town.
From out of town. But there's this lady she's from Virginia or Maryland, but she's originally from Cheneyville, and she flies down here.
Wow!
And has a booth, just to come down to home. And she told me last. Her name is Janetta. She told me last year. She said, "Derek, I hope y'all continue this." And I said, I have every intention on continuing this, to bring more life back to Cheneyville.
Absolutely. And so before you guys have to go, I want you to really reach out to all of those surrounding towns and let them know that they are welcome. And it's It's going to be an incredible festival and an incredible party.
We welcome in all towns, all cities, all parishes, all states to come in and help us celebrate our Founders Day Festival in Chaneyville.
Absolutely. And Councilman Allen, last words from you.
Oh, it's just going to be a great weekend.
He's got a big old smile.
It's going to be a great weekend. I can't wait to get my grandbaby. She's a little, she's very active, but I want to get it out of that weekend and show her Alexis.
And I just want to let people know that the food is going to be off the chain. Great music, great fun. It is the Founders Day Festival in Chaneyville happening October 18th and 19th. And we want to see you at the festival. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 8 o'clock. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this. Mayor Johnson, Councilman Allen, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us.
Thank you, Ms. Paul.
All right, everybody, we're back after this. Louisiana, the town of Chaneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Chaneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Chaneyville Founders Day Festival.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Chaneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're started now. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:06 Eastern. And, of course, today is Tuesday. It's feeling like fall, finally. I know that your morning is fresh and, you know, hopefully you're just feeling the good weather and the good energy. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get wired satellites and then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone for home, auto, and life insurance is 318-487-1881. Now, this morning, we are switching gears, and we're talking about a subject we've never, ever talked about On Point before. And many of you who listen to the show know that I read a lot. And I read an article that absolutely captured my heart. And I said, you know what? This is a conversation that we absolutely need to have. And I'll tell you what it's about. Today, there are more than 4,000 people grieving a death by suicide who were part of an organization called TAPS. It's a tragedy assistance program for survivors. And looking at the research, the Department of Veteran Affairs estimates that about 22 veterans every day dies by suicide. And I read this article, and I wanted to share more with our audience, and I wanted us to learn more. And this morning, On Point, we welcome Kim Raako, who is an MSW and a social worker for nearly two decades, providing mental health services in various settings in both military and civilian communities. And Kim's husband, Major John Raako, was a United States Marine, and he was a decorated Cobra gunship pilot and the father of two sons, Joey and Billy. Major John served his country in Iraq and returned home seemingly unharmed, only to die by suicide at age 40 in 2005. And this morning, Kim is here to share her story and the stories of many with us. Kim, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Kenita. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Kim, I want to first start by talking about John. In the article, you talked about what an amazing human being John was and the way that he served his country and served his fellow man. Let's talk about John.
Yeah, you know, so many times when you lose a loved one, especially to suicide, you worry about how they died, kind of defining how they lived, and, you know, wiping out all the great things that they'd done in his life. And so for John, that was my big fear when he died by suicide. That would be what he would be remembered for instead of who the person he was. And
mm-hmm.
So, he was an amazing guy. He was dedicated and loyal and full of fun and had, you know, tons of friends. And he was an amazing dad who coached every one of the kids' teams. You know, if he didn't know the sport, he would learn it. He was, you know, hands-on dad, would, you know, come home from a long day and get on his knees, and the kids would ride on his back. And he was always up to help somebody. You know, he never said I'm tired or I can't or, you know, he was just a giver. And his biggest fear was not combat or was not even dying in the military. It was really letting somebody down or not stepping up to the plate for his country or for his family or for his friends. So, you know, it was really a huge loss to have him die that way and die so young.
And, you know, when I was reading the article, it was talking about finding hope amid devastating loss. And, you know, you talked about John's life and you said, you know, you didn't want him to be remembered for, you know, committing suicide. And I want to talk about for all of the families, all of the military families, you know, we honor our men and women in uniform and we honor their families. But I want to talk about maybe the shame that comes along with suicide.
Yes, absolutely. Because in the military, there is a lot of focus on how a service member died.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, you know, there's heroic deaths. There's deaths that, you know, service members die while saving a friend or die on the battlefield. And there's lots of memorials and remembrance ceremonies and street names named after service members who die in these heroic deaths. And so when someone dies in the military by suicide, it goes against everything that the military holds true, which, you know, is to die a hero and to keep pushing through, to suck it up, to keep moving, to keep holding on, and to be strong no matter what. So, you know, this kind of death is confusing for fellow service members, Marines, for their family and for their parents who saw this person as, you know, very strong and capable and somebody who could handle a lot of stress and a lot of trauma. And so when they die by suicide, it's confusing. And in some ways, you feel like they was, you know, there was this hero, and then they died this death that was, you know, had a lot of messages about shame and about sin and about other things along with it.
And so with that said, Kim, we rewind back to 2005. Do you think that there was a time where suicides in the military were sort of kind of pushed under the rug and people were not talking about those deaths and the hurt and the scars that were not visible?
Yes. I mean, I think if you look back in history, there's always been suicides within the military, the same way that there are suicides in our civilian world. However, you know, in recent years, especially since around 2005 and as these wars kind of go forward, there's been more and more exposure of suicide and these kinds of deaths and kind of what kinds of things and risk factors lead up to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's not a new thing. It's not a new thing for the military. It's not a new thing for the civilian world, but I think we have paid more attention as we're seeing more of them.
Absolutely. And so for you, Kim, and your story, not only were you and are you a person who understands mental health and mental illness, but John also understood it in a very profound way as he was teaching suicide prevention and even providing resources. When you look back at John's life, do you say what went wrong?
Well, it's funny because right after his death, I remember doing some interviews and I said, you know, I never saw it coming. But then over the years and on the look back, everything is so much clearer than it was in the middle of it or even right after his death. And so now looking back, I see that he did have a lot of risk factors. He was suffering from an untreated depression. He had a lot of exposure to trauma, you know, throughout his career, not just in combat, but also in training. And so one thing that I did not know then that I know now is that untreated mental illness can be deadly, that it can be, you know, a medical emergency. The day he died, he was very, very sick. And if I look
Do you mean physically sick, Kim, or
no,
emotionally?
Mentally sick. He was mentally sick. You know, he really was sick the day he died. And you know, I had a phone call with him that day and knew he was really suffering. He had not watched the Super Bowl, even though our team from Boston was in the game. He, you know, was hesitant to talk to his children. He was very withdrawn. He hadn't eaten. He couldn't see his friends. He hadn't left his hotel room. And if this was somebody who was physically ill with cancer or with any other kinds of disease, I would have called 911. You know, I would have called an ambulance for him. But because it was mental illness, I thought that he could pull through. I asked him, you know, if he was feeling so bad that he was thinking about suicide.
And so you literally asked him that.
I literally asked him that because, I'm a social worker. I'm a trained social worker. I had worked with people who were depressed and who were suicidal in the past. So I literally asked him if he was feeling like he could kill himself. And he said immediately, I could never do that to you and the boys. And so as a spouse, that's what I wanted to hear, and that's what I hung on to, but that blinded me to the fact that he was really in an emergency, a medical emergency situation, because he was really sick.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens after that conversation, Kim? Take us through that time.
We talked a lot during that conversation about him getting help, and his view of getting help was that it was going to be the end of everything for him. He thought that it was going to change the way that people viewed him forever.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that it was going to impair the way people followed him as a leader. He thought it would impact negatively on his career and his ability to get a job in the civilian world. But he said, you know, I said to him, you know, you're suffering so much that you must get help. And this was the first time that I was actually really forcing him to get help. The rest of our times when I had seen him like this, he had pushed his way through. He had begged me not to tell anyone for fear that it would, you know, change the way people viewed him, which is really, you know, the definition of stigma. And so, you know, when we hung up the phone, he said that he was going to go to behavioral health and he was going to get help. But he said, you know, this is where I'm going to lose everything. And, you know, I was so worried about him because I knew that even harder than going into combat, even harder than flying, you know, night vision goggles in his attack helicopter, was going to be walking into the mental health clinic and saying he needed help. And so even though he had a flight to come from California to Boston that Thursday, this was a Sunday, I knew he was going to need some support. So I got on the red eye and flew to California to hopefully go with him to treatment and to support him in doing so.
Let's take a break here, Kim. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that last flight for you and what happened when you got there. Stay on point, everybody. This is an important conversation. We'll be back with more right after this.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunkie, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Kim Rahako, and we're talking about military suicides. We're talking about her husband's life and the journey that he lived. And before we went to the break, Kim, we were talking about the last trip that you took because you knew that John was in trouble, and you got on a flight, and you literally flew cross country to be with him. Talk about that moment when you get there.
You know, I flew across country that evening in a red eye, and the whole way, really, was very worried about him. Was praying and hoping that he had gone and asked for help, that he had gone and said, "I'm not okay. I need treatment." But was really worried about whether he did that or not, because I knew how difficult it would be for him. And so when I landed in San Diego that morning, the first thing I did was to call the clinics. I called and asked if they had a Major John Ruwako, and you know, the clinic said no, that no one ever checked in. I called the hospital. They said no one had checked in by that name. And then I called his work, and work said that he hadn't showed up at work. And so then I knew, I really knew at that moment that I was too late. I rented a car from the airport and drove to the hotel, not knowing really where it was. I had never been there before. He was in a temporary, you know, position out there retraining to redeploy. And so when I got to the hotel, there was, you know, cars kind of haphazardly parked there. And you know, by the time I got up to his room, a Marine was coming out of the room and was crying, and I knew immediately that it was too late. I mean, he didn't even have to say to me what had happened.
Wow. Yeah. And so at that moment, how do you pull yourself together to move?
Well, not very well. I mean, I actually was carried into a room where there was responders came, a detective, what they called a trauma specialist, and a priest. And for me as a mom, my main question, my main concern was my children. They were 8 and 10 at the time, and I worried about what to tell them. I was asking everyone in the room, what do I tell my boys? What do I tell my boys? Mm-hmm. Because I couldn't in my head think how you could tell two little boys that their dad made it back from a combat zone safely and then took his own life. And the information that I got that day was very bad. Specialist, the priest actually, when I said to him, you know, what do I tell the boys, said, well, you know what we Catholics think about suicide. And wow. I said, actually, I don't. And he said that it's a sin. And to me, I heard in my, you know, that I needed to go home and tell my children that their dad was in hell, you know. And so I've since learned that that's no longer the Catholic belief or faith, that mm-hmm. that was, you know, old school beliefs. But at the time, that turned my world upside down because it separated me from the support system that I had depended on, that my children had depended on. I was afraid to take them to church for fear that that would be the message. And mm-hmm. this is a very common thing that happens with survivors of suicide, is the messages they get from their organized religion. Not only is it not supportive, but it's a message that keeps them from going to the church at all.
And I think it's important for those people who don't know you and who don't mm-hmm. know your husband to know that he was a man of faith and that he did pray and that he did love God.
Yes, I mean, his uncle was actually a bishop in the Catholic Church. He grew up in, you know, going to Catholic school and Catholic high school. He went to church every single Sunday and took our boys, and for years, you know, tried to pray and mm-hmm. take care of himself through exercise and food to get through depression. And what he didn't know and what he didn't understand is that depression is an illness. It's not something that you can will yourself through or pray yourself through. And I think that's so often what families of faith or families mm-hmm. who have been through struggles before think they can do, and you really sometimes need treatment.
And so, Kim, I know that a lot of people are probably wondering, after you realize that your husband is gone and he's taken his own life, are you angry at that moment?
No, it took me a while to feel anger. You know, in the beginning, I was just extremely sad and just really missed him and felt a lot of guilt that I hadn't done more, that I hadn't called 911, that I hadn't sent somebody to the room, that I hadn't seen it. I felt guilt about that, but I also felt a lot of overwhelming responsibility of how to get my children through it. And so the anger didn't come really later until I understood depression, and I was as much angry at him as I was at myself for not realizing that he needed treatment,
mm-hmm.
and for him being too proud to get treatment. You know, that's where the anger came from, not from him taking his life. I realized that was because he was really sick, and
mm-hmm.
in his mind could see no other way of ending his emotional pain. He could no longer see that there was treatment available and that it could have saved his life.
And so with that said, Kim, I said to you at the beginning, before we went on the air, that this whole idea of suicide and the mess that it mm-hmm. leaves for the people that are left standing has really turned into an incredible message. And for families, whether they have loved ones that are in military or retired military or just loved ones in general, there is an incredible organization for military called TAPS. Let's talk mm-hmm. about that organization and how you have really dove into.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was, like I said, it was desperate in the beginning to find help for my kids. And one of the things that I found was that TAPS have a good grief camp for children where they do one-on-one mentoring with military service members and the child. And so I took a chance and brought my kids to a seminar in Washington, D.C. We have a national seminar weekend every Memorial Day weekend. And my kids, you know, didn't want to go. They said, I don't want to go someplace where everyone's crying. You know, they really didn't want to go, but I asked them to do it once, and if they didn't want to go back, they didn't have to go. And funny enough, we dragged them there, and one of my sons was matched with a Marine.
Wow.
And, you know, and this is this is a godsend, and there's a lot of things that can only be explained by having a greater power involved. But this Marine showed up at this camp and to volunteer, not knowing that my children were going to be there. He got matched with my son, then came to realize that he had flown with their dad in Iraq.
Wow.
That they had come under fire several times, and that my husband had actually guided this other pilot back to base under one particularly difficult battle. And so he got on his knees in front of my son and told them, you know, your dad was there for me on the battlefield, and now I'm here for you.
Wow.
And this other Marine, Matt Sterney, is actually based out of the Guard unit, the Reserve unit, Marine Reserve unit down there in Louisiana as well. So it's an interesting local connection.
Isn't that something? And so
yes.
Talk about how the boys did, you know, on this journey, because a lot of people will certainly have the grief of their own hearts, but the children's grief is certainly something of another story.
Well, one thing we have to know about children is that, you know, they need to be told the truth, that when something like this happens, your life is literally burnt to the ground, and you are rebuilding your family. And the only way really to rebuild something in a healthy way is on love and trust and honesty. And so in the beginning, I didn't tell my kids the truth. I got bad advice to tell them that it was an accident.
Wow.
I did tell them that at first, and my older son, Joe, said to me 2 weeks after on the way back from his birthday party, you know, I think I killed Dad. And I said, what do you mean, honey? And he said, well, when he was home for Christmas, I asked him if we could put salt on the nachos. And he said, no, honey, because too much salt is not good for your heart. And when he wasn't looking, I salted those nachos. And I think he must have had something happen to his heart and have an accident.
Wow.
So for children, if something doesn't make sense, or they've heard inklings of things that are not true, they're going to make it about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So at that moment, you know, I sat the children down and I told them about their dad's depression, and I told them that he was sick and that, you know, his death had absolutely nothing to do with them and had to do with him ending his emotional pain, that he had somehow, in a skewed sense of thinking, had thought that everyone would be better off without him.
Mm.
And this was not true, and it had nothing to do with them, but he, you know, he should have got treatment, and he didn't. And so we started over on that day with the truth, you know, and telling them that they could ask me anything they wanted, and I would try to find the answer.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's been quite a journey, but and each child has handled it very differently. You know, one wanted to talk about it a lot. The other one didn't want to talk about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But both children are now doing very well, and I think have used their trauma and their loss to really understand other people's pain and to kind of be better people.
Absolutely.
I'm just really proud of them. Mm-hmm.
And it's important to note that your oldest son is here in Louisiana in Baton Rouge at LSU,
mm-hmm.
and they have grown up and they have done well, but there are many, Kim, that have not gotten
yes.
the right help and haven't understood that truth is probably paramount in such a hard,
mm-hmm.
hard situation. What do we say to those families?
Well, it's never too late to sit down and tell the children the truth. You know, what you can say is that, you know, I didn't have all the information. This was confusing to me in the beginning, and I didn't understand it myself, and I didn't want to talk to you until I got a better picture of what happened here. And tell them the truth and start over, because then the child is going to trust you, and the child will come to you whenever they have their own issues, their own struggles. And it's an opportunity to talk about mental illness
mm-hmm.
and help seeking and problem solving and getting help when they need it. Because let's face it, if there's mental illness in the parent, then genetically those kids are at higher risk for suicide and depression and mental illness themselves. So that conversation is really important, and it's the way to start it is with being honest about what has happened.
And for those people that this may be the first time that they're hearing about TAPS, and the acronym stands for Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, tell people how they can connect with that, Kim.
Yes, I mean, it's for all those who are grieving the death of a service member, no matter how they died, suicide, but also accident, illness, killed in action. If you are grieving the death of a service member, and it doesn't matter if you're a parent, a spouse, a sibling, a friend, a battle buddy, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, you know, we're here to help you. And we're at TAPS.org and 1-800-959-8277.
And so as we end this conversation, Kim, there are many people that know family members, friends that are struggling with mental illness. And as you said, if he would have had cancer, if he would have had some terminal illness that we could identify, you would have called 911 immediately.
Yes.
For those people that are just like you were back in 2005 and years before, I'm sure, that you just don't know what to do, and those people that just refuse to get help because of the shame, because of the condemnation, and whatever else comes with that, what do we say to those people?
Tell them to get help, because help can, treatment works. There's lots of good treatments out there, and treatment works, and it doesn't have to be a long-term intensive treatment. People are afraid that it's going to be over-medicated, long-term things. There's lots of things that therapists and doctors can help you with, and you can feel better. You don't have to suffer. Your family doesn't have to suffer, and please don't let it end in a tragedy like mine.
Absolutely. And lastly, I'd say to you that we've had conversations with the White House and the First Lady Michelle Obama, and this is one of the things that she is very passionate about, helping military families. Mm-hmm. How has that changed the whole issue of suicide in military families?
The more we can talk about this, the less stigma there's going to be involved. And, you know, I think the First Lady has done an amazing job at bringing the conversation across the country and really supporting military families in, you know, getting their loved ones help, and that it's okay to get them help, and to encourage them not to hide this, that you don't have to hide it, that people can get better and get back to their jobs, get back in their with their peers in the cockpit and on the field. And so let's all join together to really support our troops in getting help that they so deserve.
Absolutely. Kim Ra'ako, we want to thank you so much for your experience, your courage, and your hope this morning. And we know that you're going to continue to do great works. Again, it's called Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, TAPS. You can connect with that. But Kim, we want to thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story and your hope this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service,
supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:45, and this segment is sponsored by Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Please don't forget our sponsors and friends at McDonald's in Pineville. You can get those pink ribbons for only a dollar. Help us to pink out the McDonald's in Pineville in support of breast cancer. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Please don't forget about those free mammograms. It's easy, easy, easy to get it done. It doesn't matter if you're uninsured or underinsured. Diane Kitts is the connection to free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone her at 318-483-4026, and she'll tell you how to get it done. Also, our partners and friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, all three locations have various different ways that you can give donations and get things, great, great pens, great giftables. You can get ribbons for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Please help us to pink out our city and our sponsors. All of the monies that are raised are going in support of breast cancer. Also, Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, they've got ribbons and decals as well. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is a great way to take advantage. Also, our partners and friends at Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And Sylvia's, don't forget about the Pink Party. It's happening October the 26th. You can get tickets, you can get tables, or you can even sponsor. All you've got to do is phone Darlene and her team at 318-346-2540. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyles Parish, 318-346 for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. 346-6695. Hey, everybody, you're on point. Got to take another break. We're back after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally. My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:54, and I tell you what, the morning has flown by. We just want to remind you again, we are winding down to the race date, October 19th. If you have not already registered, what are you waiting for? The website, once again, www.komenacadiana.org, or you can phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658. We've helped many people to register. We've helped to walk through, well, DC has, walk people through the process and make sure that you get registered. Let me just say, and I say it every year, it is one of the most incredible functions that you could ever be a part of. And you show your solidarity and your support by going out and walking and being the change that you want to see. And though many people have been affected by cancer, by breast cancer, there are some that would say that they don't have anyone in their family that has been affected. Well, we would say, you know what, that is wonderful, but don't wait until it happens to your family or your friend or your loved one. Get involved now. Help us to raise money. You know, a lot of people say, I'm raising money and part of the proceeds go to, and part of the proceeds go to us, and part of the proceeds go to the cause. Well, you know what? All of the money that we raise goes into being the change that we want to see. We want to find a way to eviscerate breast cancer. We want to help further the research so that women will no longer have to die and be sick from breast cancer, that every woman that is age 40 years old and older, and even those women with a family history of breast cancer, can have their mammograms done early, that they can have the help available that they need to save their lives and to be a participator in their own health and their own life strategies. And this is why we are so adamant about people getting involved, about the community getting involved. And we would ask you not to just be people that sit on the sideline and say, what can I do? How can I help? How can my $20 help? Well, you know what? It can. And if everybody does something, if everybody goes out to either the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Southern Heritage Bank, all their locations have ribbons available. They've got decals, Davis One Stop in Cheneyville. We've got McDonald's in Pineville. We've got all of these locations that said, you know what? We want to get on board and we want to be the difference maker. We're asking you to be a part of it. I'm telling you, we're trying to make fundraising fun. We're trying to bring awareness, and we're trying to help people to get healthy and to be whole and to push past all of the fears that you may have and get that mammogram. And that's what it's about. And that's what's on point. Getting registered for the race, getting your tickets and your tables for the pink party for the cure. And you know what? It's not just a party. We've said it before. It's a party with a purpose. And you don't want to miss it. Hey, everybody, we want to thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. The reason why we do it is because we love you. But what we know is that God loves us all even more than that. So don't forget that self-compassion. And don't forget to love yourself. And remember, you know what? These are not just words. These are words that need action. Be the change that you want to see in your community, in your life, in your world. Be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a wonderful Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on tomorrow for Wind Down Wednesday. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30.